Welcome to the American Wordsmith channel, a show aimed to inspire readers to cherish the most meaningful moments found in life. Each week, I will be discussing an aspect of my business and the writing life. The books that are the most sacred to me are as follows: Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand, Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky, The Hunchback of Notre Dame by Victor Hugo, and Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. Of course, there are many other pieces of work that I love, but these speak to my soul. I noticed that most of these writers were from the late 19th century, and so I started to read more from that period, imagining that my literary mother was Ayn Rand and my literary father was Fyodor Dostoevsky. What a pair. I suppose my literary uncle could be Victor Hugo and my literary aunt Emily Bronte. With them alongside me, I noticed that from 1776 to 1850, 74 years, was about one generation since the birth of America. I truly believe that my initial emotional response to first reading my favorite novels was a sign that the culture was better, healthier back then. Now, would I want to go back in time to live there? No, our lives are much better today than they ever were before. However, I think I am missing out on a more enriched cultural environment, and perhaps more people would have read my novels back then than now. Based on some more thought about my favorite books, artwork, music, and overall aesthetic, I realized that my favorite time period fell between 1850 and 1906. So, like you do, I made a timeline on Canva for a clearer picture. 1800 to 1850 was the Romantic era, 1850 to 1880 was the Realism era, 1850 metal nibs and copperplate calligraphy in use, blacksmiths were still important throughout the 1800s, Bach lived and composed from 1685 to 1750, 1802 to 1885, Victor Hugo's Birth and Death, The Hunchback of Notre Dame was published in 1831, 1837 to 1901 is the Victorian era, my aesthetic, 1817 to 1898 were the Indian Wars in the U.S., 1818 to 1848, Emily Bronte's Death and Birth, Wuthering Heights was published in 1847, 1861 to 1865 was the Civil War in the U.S., 1821 to 1881, Fyodor Dostoevsky's Birth and Death, Crime and Punishment was published in 1866, 1870 to 1914, Second Industrial Revolution, the First Industrial Revolution was from 1760 to 1840, 1840 to 1893, Pyotr Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Birth and Death, Swan Lake was composed in 1875 and performed in 1877, 1849 to 1917, John William Waterhouse's Birth and Death, Lamia was created in 1905, 1905 to 1982, Ayn Rand's Birth and Death, Atlas Shrugged was published in 1957, the aesthetic idea of romantic realism was created, 1906, the Hardick House built, Queen Anne style architecture was in the U.S., and was popular from 18 to 1900. I think it is extremely important for people to analyze if there is such a historical period that matches their own aesthetic taste, because it reveals more about you as a person. With this new information, I will be devoting much more of my reading to that time period. And what is also great about an older period is that all of my primary sources will already be in the public domain, so I can find them for free on sites like Gutenberg.org and archive.org. I encourage you too to embrace the journey and learn more about yourself through history. Thanks for joining me this week on the American Wordsmith channel. If you found value in this show, please like it, subscribe to my channel, and consider supporting me on AmericanWordsmith.com, where you can buy my novels, The Paper Pusher, The Dormant Age, A Man of Silence, and A Man of Action. Be sure to tune in next week for a new episode. Take care.